Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, an FDA advisory committee weighs recommendations for the composition of the 2026 to 2027 COVID-19 vaccines. CVS Health restores coverage for Eli Lilly's Zepbound while adding the company's newly approved obesity pill Foundayo. And experts discuss how treatment expectations are evolving in lupus care. FDA advisory panel has voted on recommendations for the strain composition of COVID-19 vaccines for the 2026 to 2027 respiratory virus season, continuing the agency's annual process of updating formulations to better match circulating variants. The meeting comes as public health officials and manufacturers navigate declining vaccination rates, changing variant dynamics, and ongoing debate over the future structure of seasonal COVID immunization programs. Committee discussions focused on balancing broad immune coverage with manufacturing timelines needed to ensure vaccine availability ahead of the fall season. CVS Health has announced that it will restore insurance coverage for Eli Lilly's weight loss therapy Zepbound and add coverage for Lilly's newly approved obesity pill Foundayo. The decision marks a notable shift in the increasingly competitive obesity treatment landscape, where payers continue to balance surging demand against the high long-term cost of GLP-1-based therapies. CVS Caremark had previously excluded Zepbound from certain formularies while maintaining coverage for competing products, making the reversal significant for both patient access and market share dynamics. The move also highlights how oral obesity therapies may broaden the category's reach by offering a potentially more convenient alternative to injectable treatments. Finally, leaders in lupus research and treatment say the standard of care for autoimmune disease is beginning to shift as new targeted therapies enter the market and improve long-term disease management. Historically, lupus treatment has relied heavily on steroids and generalized immunosuppression, approaches often associated with significant side effects and inconsistent disease control. Advances in biologics and precision immunology are now creating opportunities for more individualized treatment strategies aimed at reducing flares while limiting cumulative toxicity. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.